This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. Welcome to Morning Devotions. This is Chris Witz, and I hope that you're okay today. If you were with me yesterday, I spoke about this theme of God moving in a mysterious way, which actually comes from the pen of William Cowper, who wrote the hymn way, way back in the 18th century. It says there that God moves in a mysterious way, his wonders to perform. He plants his footsteps in the sea and rides upon the storm. And so we often say that. I've heard that said in a joking way, well, God moves in a mysterious way. But also the Bible says in, for example, Isaiah 55, where God says to us, "My thoughts are not your thoughts, and neither are your ways my ways. As the heavens are higher than the earth, so my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts." So it's true, God is mysterious, but you can know God. His thoughts are not your thoughts. But the very fact that we can be here talking about God is amazing in itself. C.S. Lewis, in one of his rather unusual books called Miracles, he kind of compares our human talk with God with shellfish, as if there were some shellfish talking to each other about humans, and the fish are talking about what human beings are like. And he begins by telling the other fish how unlike themselves humans are. They've got no shells, they're like clams, they're not attached to rocks, they don't live in the water, but they have shells and rocks and water. They're, to the clams, they're very important. So the clams, as he said, has this negative image of a human being. So the shellfish would say that a man's like a famished jelly existing in this void. And C.S. Lewis, while this is an unusual illustration, he says in the same way that our human limitations prevent us from thinking about God in the same way. We just don't know. God is God out there. What do we know about him? Well, we don't have to be sort of feeling helpless because God reveals himself to us in the Bible. And if you read the Bible, you'll see there are certain things about God being majestic and mysterious, but we can actually get to know this mysterious God. We can seek him while he can be found. We are to call on him, actually, while he is near. And that implies, actually, that there's going to be a time when he can't be found. Now, God is not like some sort of cosmic person playing hide and seek. The amazing thing is that this God wants to have a love relationship with you, so he can be found. And I think that's why it's important. We've got to seek him and get to know him. So do you really know God? You may know about him. You may have been to Sunday school, or your parents might have made you go to Sunday school. You might even know some verses from the Bible. But that's really not the same as knowing God. I think the only way you get to know God is by spending time in prayer with him and reading the Bible. I've spoken before about the 1967 accident that Johnny Erickson Tata, who was wanting to go for a swim, and she came into the shallow water, breaking her neck on this rock. It was a tragic accident. And this young lady, she was only a teenager, was very angry, demanding why this had happened and, you know, almost ruined her life. But a friend said, "Jesus knows how you feel. He was paralyzed. He couldn't move. He was paralyzed by the nails." And Joni Erickson Tyler began to understand that God's a God of love even when tragedy strikes in our lives. And she once received a letter from a young man who'd been in an accident. He was very bitter about the suffering, and he'd written to Joni asking the question, why? And this is what she said to this young man: "If God decided to explain all his ways to me, what makes me think I would be able to understand them? I'd be like pouring million-gallon truths into my one-ounce brain." She said, "Didn't the Old Testament author say, 'As you don't know the path of the wind or how the body is formed in your mother's womb, you cannot understand the work of God'?" That was a quote from Ecclesiastes 11. She said, in fact, the whole book of Ecclesiastes was written to convince people like me that only God holds the key to unlocking the mysteries of life, and he's not loaning them all out to you. If God's mind was small enough for me to understand, he wouldn't be God. In spite of this, he's chosen, Joni said, to have a personal relationship with me. And that, she said, is the greatest mystery of all. Heavenly Father, that resonates with us. We don't know a lot about you, but what we do know, Lord, we're very grateful. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.